the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. I'm excited to welcome Nobel Prize nominated Dr. Christopher Hall, emergency room physician. Dr. Hall, thank you for your service. I know you're excited about our guest.
Wow. You know, I'm very excited about our guest. You know, an actor, an artist, one of the stars of BMF that's been on certainly All-American and Growish. Wow, I'd like to welcome to the show actor Da Vinci.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And Chris, I know you're motivated about the topic he's going to discuss today. So Chris, go with your first question.
Oh, well, no problem. And, you know, it's very important, particularly in his field. And in America in general, you know, we see lots of people with challenges in mental health. And so, Da Vinci, tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about your view on that and kind of things that you're doing to help people, mental health.
So I started going on mental health tours in colleges and a bunch of HBCUs, some PWIs, just because I realized the lack of education to it. For a lot of, like, young people, they really don't understand it. They don't have the access to it. They don't have the knowledge behind it. So usually, oftentimes, when a human doesn't understand something in its entirety, we create stigmas, we create superstitions, we say all sorts of things like, oh my God, you're crazy, or this doesn't work, this is that and that. So as I started doing research on, you know, psychology and understanding neuroplasticity and different things of that nature, and I've also went to school for criminal justice, so I have to study criminal behaviors and understand the mind on a different level. And sometimes, you know, we had research on what drives a man to do X, Y, Z and things like that. And I found that it is very, it behooves every human being to understand psychology, which is just the study of the mind and its behavior. I think we were given one brain, and to know the mechanics of it and how to make it function so that we get the best out of our lives is the most important thing any human being could ever do. And so I felt like I need to erase these stigmas. Just being a young man in my 20s and learning this when I was 18, I redirected my life from poverty and came into this position to where, you know, now I'm in rooms having certain type of financial discussions that my parents never had, that so many people who come from where I come from would never be, but I literally rewired my brain. And I feel like a lot of other human beings do the same thing. And it's not the most easy thing in the world, but I definitely think it's something that is achievable. And it starts from understanding how your own brain works and how you could rewire it to get the most out of it.
You know, you talk about that rewiring your brain, Da Vinci. It's very interesting. Neuroplasticity. You're really going deep into understanding specifically enough how important it is to really get your brain healthy. Like, there's ways to rewire it, bioneurofeedback, different other strategies for your brain, different other techniques yep. can really heal it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, go ahead, Chris, your next question.
Well, I mean, that's great. Da Vinci, what you're saying about the brain, and I attended HBCU myself, but tell us, how rewarding is that? I mean, when you go through that process and you are able to help somebody realize that, hey, that, you know, they can rewire their brain to think about success, you know, if they come from a very difficult background, how rewarding is that for you?
I think it's the most rewarding thing in the world, only because I think that's what allows people to elevate to a certain level of understanding and awareness and knowledge to where they, I think a lot of the bigotry, the prejudice and different types of things that humans deal with, I think you eradicate that the more evolved your brain becomes. So I think it's one of those things that I feel like, you know, I believe it was, I'm having a brain fart. What's his name? It's this really good author that I like. And he said, I think the number one purpose in life is like you just for every human is to alleviate suffering to some degree. And, you know, so it just feels good that I am extending the ladder. You know, I was fortunate to make it out of my, you know, the poverty that I endured in my life and, you know, to give back in a way that it's not just giving man a fish, it's teaching a man how to fish. I think it's the most amazing thing in the world because a lot of humans, they suffer to the same degree that I suffered to when their parents were busy meeting the basic needs. survival, and they never really met the emotional need. So I had to really develop that on my own. So I had to become my own parent in that regard. But I'm not mad at my parents. I can't fault them. You know, they came to this country and they just bust their ass. But is that there's a lot of things that they just didn't know about. And I had to really rewire my brain and train my brain in a different degree. And now, you know, and I see the results. I see what it can yield. So I was like, oh my God, like I need to talk to other people about it. And then little did I know that was mental health. I didn't know that was mental health. And I was like, oh my God, this is mental health. But it was taught to me in such a different way. When I was a kid, you know, when somebody's talking to you and they're just in a completely different generation, there's, let's say they're 60, they're 70, they're a professor, you're like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't relate to us. But then when it's somebody that is within 5-10 years, like you guys are right next to each other in age, you're like, oh my God, like this seems plausible, you know?
You know, Chris, again, grew up in poverty as well to get out of his opportunity to become a doctor, Da Vinci. So kind of, Chris, talk a little bit about that and then ask your next question, Chris.
Oh, yeah, well, no problem. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, and that's why I'm listening to Da Vinci, because he's hitting on all those topics and all the challenges that, you know, say young Black males have when they're growing up in the environment of poverty and, you know, make the transition and kind of what we're brought into the world with. And he's got some great ideas on that. And so, you know, and you've got this, the latest, your latest project here, Hard Feelings, I believe. Tell us a little bit about Hard Feelings and your whole philosophy of just being positive and making it.
So Hard Feelings, I'm actually, I don't believe I'm allowed to speak too much about it. But what I would say is it's a story that a lot of, you know, the Gen Z can relate to a lot, given the circumstances that these two young couples, this young couple faced, and they got some choices that they have to make. And I think everybody goes through this to some degree, some way, shape, or form, and they know somebody that's going through it. And yeah, but I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, you don't want to. We don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
But we understand when you sign those NDAs, you got to wait. So it's not out yet then, Da Vinci, is it?
No, not out yet.
Okay, what projects do you have to promote right now for people before we...
We're filming the fourth season of BMF currently, and that's probably going to be out top of next year. End of this year, top of next year.
Fantastic. You got to feel good about how successful the show has been. Don't you think so, Da Vinci?
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing to see the numbers that we put up to be a part of a show that's so influential in the culture. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, this is kind of like surreal. You know, a lot of times it's surreal. And if you work with Curtis and St. Jackson, it's also another thing. I'm like, oh my God, wow, this is crazy.
100%. All right, Chris, go ahead and summarize Da Vinci.
Well, no problem. Well, there you have it. A true Da Vinci, a Renaissance man, a actor and also an artist. And now giving us some great information for young people out here and about his career. So we're wishing you the best. And thanks for coming on the show, Da Vinci.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
Appreciate it, Da Vinci. Thanks. Okay. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, guys. Take care.